You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, yes. Looking forward to tonight's racing at Dundalk after proceedings at Cheltenham this afternoon, which obviously step up a gear or two.
Yeah, the upper meeting this afternoon to keep us entertained, and then Dundalk will keep us going all the way through until 9:05. What do you make of the card tonight, Andy, before we get stuck into it? Plenty of opinions there?
Yeah, they were probably not as strong as I had on Wednesday night with those couple of really strong bets, but there are a couple at the prices that are definitely worth an interest if you've got any money left after this afternoon.
OK, let's get stuck into the action tonight then. The first race is the 6:05. We start here with a handicap over 5 furlongs. The market headed by Chicklet, who's 7-2 into 9-4 this morning. 5-1 for Strategic Heights. Dan's Gift is 5-1. 11-2 for Soars. Well Done Me, 11-2 as well. And 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. So a well-back favourite in the shape of Chicklet, Andy. Can you see why?
Yeah, because she does run this track really well. She's yet to be out the first two, first three indeed, in 6 subsequent visits here to the track. So even though she's been slightly disappointing on the turf, it doesn't really count for a great deal. Now she returns to her favourite surface. She's really good over 5 furlongs. All 3 career wins have come over the minimum distance. And on the last visit here back in April, she was really impressive when she beat Master Speaker in Strategic Heights. She's the class filly in the race, and you can see why punters are looking to get with her. The other one that has been running well of late is Kimbay from the Noel Lawler stable. Although she got beat the other day, and well beaten at that, behind Take Cover, she only got beat 5 lengths, and that was a really good listed race. She was obviously out of her depth on that occasion, and she, similarly to the favourite, has got some good track form in the past. But I'm going to give Dan's Gift a bit of a go here. Now, this is a bit of a stab in the dark to many respects, because this is a huge step up in class for this gelding, trained by Sheila Lavery, who has always been slightly under the radar on quite a few occasions. He's threatened to win and piece it all together on more than one or two attempts, but he just, for some one reason's been known to him, he hasn't quite put it all in. But he was devastatingly good here last week, and they were in a real good gallop. I tipped Little Sweetheart, who got an uncontested lead from the front, went a good gallop, and Dan's Gift has sat in behind and cruised to the front and won as he liked. So obviously he's in good form. Whatever Sheila Laver has been doing with this horse has clearly worked. And around about 5-6-1 this morning, with the dead 8 runners, I'm prepared to take a chance at the strong travelling Dan's Gift. Certainly is capable of mixing in this company.
Dan's Gift, the selection friendly then in the 6:05. The 6:35 is race 2 on the card. This one is a nursery handicap over 6 furlongs, so it's the 2-year-olds in action here. Nice and Dandy is the 5-2 favourite at the time of recording this. 4-1 for the Chaz. In the air is 5-1. 11-2 for See You in Malta. 11-2 for Sarah Ash Callum. And 10s or bigger for the others. A bit of a nibble on the outside of the RG 16s into 14s this morning. But what do you make of the 6:35, Andy?
Yeah, I thought it was difficult. Most nurseries are at any time, but particularly here at Dundalk with no winners in this race, none of them won a race, so something's got to give. And the one that I quite like on a weather debut is Andrew Oliver's spot and weight here, the Chaz, who's certainly shaped with a degree of promise on more than one or two occasions, most notably last time out in a decent race won by Jacques Hager, who subsequently went on to win at Leopardstown and proved that that form is really good and it was a well-handicapped horse. But the Chaz, from the inside gate in stall one, certainly was up well enough with the pace from the start and maintained that good gallop throughout until getting just a little bit tired late on. Reasonable draw tonight, could have done with a slightly lower draw, but I do think this horse potentially is quite well handicapped here, and I think that drop back to 6 furlongs will definitely suit. Just didn't quite get home the last day. So on a decent surface, potentially well treated here against one or two exposed types, I think Andrew Oliver's the Chaz could run well for us here in the 6:35.
Charles Friendly in the 6:35 then. The 7:05 is race 3 on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over a mile. Agent of Chaos is 11-10 at the top of the market. 11-4 for Aromo. Zorofan is 5-1. 8s for Eberdan. Markan is 14-1 and 16s or bigger for the others. We'll start with the favourite here, on the Agent of Chaos. A little bit disappointing in Group 3 company last time, but the debut effort when second behind Hit Is A Bomb stands out a mile here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Very rarely do you see form as good as this transferred onto the all-weather here on a dark and dingy night here in Dundalk. But we have got that represented here by Andrew Oliver, who hopefully might have chances of a double, because I've tipped the Chaz in the previous race. But yeah, you've highlighted it perfectly, Mark. That run behind Hit Is A Bomb just stands out like a Belisha Beacon here. So many horses out of that race at the Curra have gone on to prove that form is really good. Theodorico, the third, has won. And the fourth or fifth horse, Cook Islands, went on to win subsequently as well. As you said, albeit beaten last time out at Leopardstown, it wasn't a Group 3, and it was up against the mighty Blue de Vega, who I rate in the very, very highest possible regard. In fact, I actually think he's the best 2-year-old I saw last season, including the 2,000 guineas favourite. I know that's a slightly contentious argument, but I'm going to stick with it for now. And obviously, you know, Group 3 form represented there in an ordinary maiden should really be good enough. Andrew Oliver's team are in reasonably good form. I'd certainly respect to Romo, who was well fancied in that not as well fancied as some in that current race to finish seventh. And certainly, if you fancy Arjun Akash, you certainly have to respect to Romo. But I'm going to go with the Oliver runner. He's a nice type as well, and that form is there for all to see.
Agent of Chaos, the selection for Andy then, in the 7.05. The 7.35 is race 4 on the card. This is a Big Bad Bob maiden over 7 furlongs. McGuigan heads the market this morning at 6-4. 4-1 for Storm Ranger. Red Lion Rock is 5-1. 6-1 for Pick Your Battle. 8-1 for Bureau Ambition. And 12s or bigger for the others. How do you sit with this favourite, Andy McGuigan? Because he's obviously got the best form on offer here, but he looks exposed now. He's had plenty of chances. So at 6-4, where do you stand with him?
Yeah, I'd want to take him on again here. I think one of the most intriguing runners on the whole card runs here in the shape of Red Lion Rock, horse that used to be trained by James Lamb, actually ran in James's colours when winning a bumper back in 2013. Better horse who's subsequently gone on to run really well in bumpers and hurdles alike. Chebsy Bow, trained by John Quinn. And this horse absolutely cantered home that day. Simply laughed at the John Quinn runner that day on heavy ground. Was well back to do so as well, so they obviously knew they'd got something half decent. But the most important point about this horse, or two important points, first of all, it's trained by Georgios Pakidis, who regular podcasts will know trains Togaville expertly, one of the stalwarts and the stars of the all-weather scene over there in Ireland. And the other significant factor for me is that he's dropping it back to 7 furlongs. So he obviously feels as though this horse has got plenty of pace. He certainly looked as though he had when he won in Carlisle. And I think this surface will really suit him, being by Rocky Gibraltar as well. He's well drawn, and with the yard absolutely on fire, of course, with the strength of Togaville. Around about 5-1 this morning, I do think this horse is going to be very, very hard pressed to finish out the frame. So probably one of the strongest bets on the card, the unraced on the all-weather Red Lion Rock.
Strong bet from Andy then in the 7.35. The 8.05 is race 5 on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. The market headed this morning by Captain Midnight, who's 7-2. 4-1 for National Service, 5-1 for Twists and Turns, 6s for Artistic Integrity, 15-2 for High Focus, and 10s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like in that handicap, Andy?
Yeah, I'll go with the favourite here, Captain Midnight. I'd probably back him each way, actually, at 7-2 with three places caught the odds and off. He's not going to do too much damage here. And considering everything's going right for him at the moment in this race, looking at it, and, of course, he comes here off the victory, he looks fairly solid in every single department. There's certainly no fluke about that performance either here the last day. He travelled really strongly, and he was always going to win that day. I know National Service came in a little bit of a late rattle late on, but he's a frustrating customer, the second favourite here, the Gordon Elliott train runner. So reliability-wise, I think Captain Midnight is more suitable out of the front two in the market. I know the handicap has taken a slight evasive action, but he's only gone up 5. It could have been worse. And it comes from a stable that has done really well with Captain Cullen in these colours of late, so the yard's obviously in great form. Twists and Turns would have been the obvious danger, but he's drawn right out the wing in stall number 14. And I reckon that Artistic Integrity could take them along at good gallop, like he did here the last day when just run out of it by Kodiak's back. He's drawn in stall 1. So those drawn low in around the pace should have a favourable advantage here. As I said, that sets up perfectly for a good run here from Captain Midnight.
Captain Midnight, the selection for Andy there. Then the penultimate race is the 8.35. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half. Automated and You Do Go are 5-1 joint favourites. 6-1 for Carried. Jan van Eyck is 13-2, as is Holy Water. 8-1 for Storm Away, 10s for First in the Queue and Swift Harry, although the latter is a reserve. And 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. Quite an open race this one, Andy. So who do you side with in the 8:35?
Yeah, the one with the most best recent form for me is Carried, with that run behind Moon Marsden, a hugely competitive race. I think Prunella Dobbs' charge has got quite a bit going for it here. I'd probably play two against the field and he would be the number one, particularly as he's drawn his stall one and he likes to be ridden forward. Certainly at Dundalk recently, you want to be up with the pace. Not too many horses are coming from off the speed. And I also think the other one to keep an eye on here is Jan van Eyck, who has caught the eye in his last two starts, most notably at the Curragh and Leopardstown, respectively. Fall behind Mademoiselle Penny, the form of which has been advertised. And then that good run finishing in the same position behind Perspective the last day when he caught the eye doing most of his best work late on. He is a bit of a deep closer, so he's obviously going to have to run against the track by us. But you often find at Dundalk here, when they race on the round track over a mile and a quarter, mile and a half, that they tend to come down the middle in their home straight, and that has definitely been where the best ground has been of late. So you want your jockey to be very proactive and come down the centre. Hopefully Ross Coakley will read the script, because I do think Jan van Eyck has got a great chance in what looks a very wide open race. So him and Carried in my two selections in the 8:35.
Couple against field then, Frandy, in the 8:35, and we finish off in the 9:05, which is a handicap over a mile and a quarter. Six of them in the lineup here, and Stronger Than Me heads the market at 5-2. 3-1 for Pordeur, Ringside Humour 4-1, 6-1 for Spaceship, Breathe Easy 6s, and 13-2 for Magenta. Who'd you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I'm quite keen on one here in the last. Horse of John Ox is called Pordeur, who has only won the one race in seven starts, but she did run really encouragingly on her first start here at Dundalk. That was over a mile in a very hot race won by Don't Be. That was listed status. And she now runs in a handicap off a mark of 88 against horses who really are more of a cup of tea. It was a decent contest as well. I fancied Back on Top, who'd been in good form for the Watchman camp. So there's totally believable form. Obviously, she's got to prove herself over a mile and a quarter, which is the only slight stumbling block. But having watched her throughout her career, she certainly doesn't stop in at the back end of a mile races, and I think this extra distance should suit. Certainly, looking at her breeding on the dam side, that would definitely be the case. And at 3-1 this morning, I definitely think she's worth a bet in what looks a trappy concluding 9:05.
Pordeur then, Frandy, in the lucky last. As always, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, the Dead Eight Runner's got a post in the first. That makes Dan's Gift a rather appetising each-way proposition. In the 6:35, similar comments apply to the Chads with the Dead Eight Runners there. Hopefully she'll run well on her all-weather debut. Andrew Oliver could have a good night here tonight, but he surely should take the 7:05, whatever happens in the shape of Agent Chaos. Well, probably the best bet on the card, the most intriguing runner of the night, is Red Lion Rock in the 7:35. I recommend an each-way bet on him. Captain Midnight was a really good winner in a decent time here 7 days ago, and hopefully should follow up in the 8:05. 8:35, my two against the field would be the well-drawn course specialist Carried and Jan van Eyck, has caught the eye in his last two turf runs. And in the final race, Pordeur ran really well in a good listed race here. She comes out top of my figures, and let's just hope she stays the trip in the final race.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.